On today's episode of the It's Getting Ranchy podcast 2.0, it's an actual 2.0. We have two interviews for you. So 2.0 interviews. So we have two people, two interviews, 2.0. And we will start right now.
Ranchy Nation, we are hot off the heels of Podcastgate, which
2.0.
For those of you who are not familiar, Podcastgate was an unfortunate series of events prompted by a certain individual who we have interviewed in the past. In the only other 2.0 episode, Max Friedman. Sorry, I had a bad cough then. Forgive me for that. And thus, this episode, we're going to really try our damnedest to make it the best it can be for our Ranchy Nation.
Yes, so each interviewee, is that a word? Interviewee?
Let's go with it.
Let's make that a word. Had to sign a waiver before the interview. That was a new,
Yeah, it's a new thing.
Thing? Is that a word?
Process. It's commonplace for the show.
Commonplace now. Okay, so we have two interviews. The first one was not supposed to happen, but did. So, yeah, his name is Matt. That was, I would give it a 6.8, right? 6.8?
Yeah.
The next interview is a 10 out of 10. With
phenomenal.
With Lucas and Lucas's guest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Or would you like to?
No further elaboration is necessary.
Okay. Should we, but first, let's talk about Lester, the court jester, next week. I know you're very excited for this, George.
Lester the Court Jester Corner is an upcoming podcast corner in which Lester, comma, the court jester, comma, tries to make us laugh with a singular joke each episode. If he fails to do so, he will be booted off the podcast until the following week. So, most likely the Lester the Court Jester Corner is going to be a bi-weekly podcast event because I do not see a single possibility in which Lester makes us laugh.
Well, I will say this, though. The music for the Lester the Court Jester Lester the Court Jester Corner is an absolute 10 out of 10, and we'll have more music coming from our new full-time It's Getting Ranchy podcast 2.0 musician. George, would you like to elaborate on that?
Nicholas Loyoni is his name. Playing guitar is his game. Are we allowed to say that?
I wouldn't.
Well, you're going to bleep that out. Okay, so that's pretty much all he does around here. Maybe we'll interview him at one point. We've tried to in the past, unsuccessfully. But so tonight, I think we got a real treat in store for you guys. I hope you enjoy the interview.
So let's go to the first interview with Matt. The following interview, like we said, 6.8. The second interview was totally better. So we're going to
10
do
out of 10.
Should we do them back to back, George, or do you want a little dialogue in between?
Let's go back to back.
Back
to
back.
Okay,
so they want back to back interviews.
Back to back bangers.
Back to back bang. Well, the first one's not a total banger.
Yeah. 6.8 is passing though.
Okay, so here we go.
How will you hurt yourself?
I don't know.
Okay, we now welcome on Matt Leonoff. George, would you like to introduce him?
So Matt Leonoff is an aspiring something because what are you like? Oh yeah, you're like
let
a
me just turn the lights off first, George.
Type guy, like a writer type guy.
Why'd you turn the lights off? Now I can't. I need the face interaction.
It's less dangerous. All right, so
George, before we continue this interview, Matt, you're gonna have to sign a waiver because we've had problems with
the
past. Oh no, that wasn't the actual waiver. So you just have to say yes to the following statement George says, George.
Same statement as before.
Same answer as before.
You're picking up.
I will. Prestigious University of Emmanuel College.
What?
Me and George are going to Emmanuel College. We looked it up today, and we really love their programs.
You're going.
It's a banger.
Where is it?
It's in Boston.
I'm not going there.
Oh, you are.
Oh, you got something in Boston? Mike.
Mike grew up in... What's it called? Boston? That's where all the Italians are from, right?
No, wait, that's... I thought it was Italy.
That was... So, our first question for you, Matt, is... essentially, the question has to do with writing, okay?
Who do you
emulate as a writer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who do you emulate as a writer?
Who do you take from?
Oh, I like to think of myself.
R.L. Stine.
R.L. Stine,
really?
R.L. Stine's a big
Jack
guy.
Jack Black and White.
Oh, because like the Goosebumps film?
Yeah.
Okay, that was...
Yeah, the Goosebumps guy.
Actually, quick fact, R.L. Stine went to Emmanuel College.
Quick fact.
That is definitely not true.
Oh, yeah? You want to battle that?
Yeah.
Michael,
look it up. He definitely went to
Emmanuel. Look up famous Emmanuel College alums.
All right. So second question.
Yes, George.
Who's your favorite cinematographer currently in the biz?
Heard none of that.
Who is your favorite cinematographer currently in the biz?
Cinematographer.
They just spelled Emmanuel wrong.
Tim Berners-Lee.
Who's Tim Berners-Lee?
Tim Berners-Lee.
Sir, who is
Sir Timothy John.
Who are
Tim Berners-Lee.
How do you spell Emmanuel?
Also known as Tim BL.
There's like two M's in it.
He's an English computer scientist, best known as the inventor of the World Wide Web.
Oh, well.
He made a proposal for an information management system in March 1989.
I'm looking up which college Earl Stine went to.
Protocol.
Sorry, what was that?
I'm looking up R.L. Stine.
R.L. Stine did go to Peter Hain.
Oh, Peter Hain went there, yeah.
Jeff Simpson.
R.L. Stine did not go to college.
Oh, that explains his awful writing. That explains his writing.
Wow.
Stephanie.
Okay. My hero like that?
I'm on my team,
No, we get the
Chris Hughes, George Lewitters.
George, you got to restrain.
All right, you're off the podcast. Sorry. Bye.
Matt, our third question for you is the following.
I don't
following
think I ever
question
answered the second question, though.
All right, let's hear it. Favorite cinematographer?
Yeah, just say
Christopher
it.
Nolan, probably.
Okay.
Well,
so
Christopher Nolan is the director. He's the
author. Yeah, but he also does the cinematography in his films.
The question?
The third question is, if you were to go to an ice cream parlor in the middle of December, would you get ice cream?
Well, it depends where I am.
At an ice cream parlor.
But, like, what part of the world are we talking about?
In December.
In Miller Place.
No.
What part of the world December would not answer?
You are on the Western Hemisphere.
Western Hemisphere. Okay. Well, yeah, I would get ice cream.
You would? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, we would finish this question, but 5 minutes has been up and you wanted a 5-minute interview.
Well, we've had some discussions about the
last week. Flop.
Well, I mean, technically, flop. The interview has only been 3 minutes so far. It's the first 2 minutes were
are you set?
Arranging the interview.
You can't wear your flip-flops anymore. Pound it.
Pound it. Grab it.
No, that's elbow. Hello.
Shove it into the air.
I mean, if you want a shorter interview for your show.
Oh, no. Mike has a question. Mike, fire away.
I'm going to Delaware. I committed today.
Mike, I don't know how you would have gotten in, but okay.
Oh, my God!
Mike destroyed me.
That was awesome.
Mike, they require more than 1,000 on the SAT.
I did get more than 1,000.
1,010?
No. I got more than that.
What'd you get, Mike?
1,170.
Ooh, big man.
Anyway, so...
Didn't you have a seminar script?
I don't reveal my academic accolades.
Academic
accolades. Wow.
Correction. I got 1560.
I actually take a foreign language.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I do.
Italian. I literally got a 1560 on my SAT.
Okay, Mike.
We just signed into his College Board account. George, can I say the next question or do you want to say the next question?
First of all, Delaware is recruiting me for running, not my academics.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they were never known for their academics there. What are you doing? What are you absolutely doing?
Okay, I'll put it back on then.
No, I don't want the fan on.
No, I mean, it's kind of hot in there. It's a little
hot.
Yeah, but
you
can
turn it on if you want. Matt, my fifth question. Let's go with the fifth question. Guys being dudes. If you were to make a movie,
period,
what artist would you have do the soundtrack? Could be dead or alive.
Could also be living.
Well, the only choice that comes to mind is the late Lil Peep, you know?
I just realized how similar he sounds to Max Friedman.
And then
you know what? Actually,
wait, can you say the words?
Too bad our podcast listeners wouldn't know what Max Friedman said.
I did not.
Yeah, no, there's no audio of him that exists.
Well, actually, the first episode remastered will be coming up shortly.
Remastered?
Oh, okay. Well, not as a moment, though.
George, next question.
All right. Who would win in a fight between Lou Ferrigno and Dick Cheney?
Ooh, well, what era Dick Cheney? Are we talking Vice President Dick Cheney or Dick Cheney right now?
Well, you got to ask the same question about Ferrigno and
both in their prime. Dick Cheney.
Physical prime.
Oh, physical prime of both. Ooh, I mean,
It's got to be Ferrigno, right?
I mean, got to be Ferrigno, but I feel like Dick Cheney could do some tricky stuff. They call him Tricky Dick, you know?
I mean, he did basically run the country for a little while.
Yeah, no, I feel like he's secretly powerful. Like he could maybe tangle with the Lou, not win. But
Hulk
he
powerful. That's where you got
to
break.
No. I don't think he would win, but I think he'd hold his own. I think it would be respectable.
Okay, yeah, I would pay to see that fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Colin. Next question.
My question is from Mike. Can you stop hitting the back of my chair? And then my actual question.
Oh, okay. That was a great question.
I'm sorry. I think we are interviewing you here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was a great question.
And I thank you that I'm probably top three best on the podcast for asking questions.
Yeah, you're definitely top. I don't know. Maybe fourth. But...
I mean, Stallman's a little bit above you.
Yeah.
Well,
you
don't have
when he forgets his question.
The podcast. You're a guest host.
All right, I got an actual question.
No, I actually have a question.
All right, I have a question.
If you were to write, an essay on, I don't know, your favorite sports team, and say there's a person who is trying to say a rival team is better, and they were, you know, twisting the facts a little bit. How would you respond to them?
I would factually destroy them.
All right, cool.
Next question.
Now, the question I have for you is, comparatively to the musical accolades of his father, Frank Sinatra, how do you think Frank Sinatra Jr. compares? Sir?
I mean, there's really no contest. I mean, Sinatra Jr. made actual music.
Sinatra Jr. was on fucking Family Guy. I mean,
there's a Sirius XM Frank Sinatra channel I always listen to.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Channel is that?
I said real music.
No, trash?
Pound it. All right.
So Matt, I have a question.
On the air these days.
So, Matt.
Yes, yes.
What are your thoughts on cannolis?
They're good.
Like, all right. How good? Like, what would you be willing to do for a cannoli?
What would I be willing to do for a cannoli?
Yes.
Pay the cost of a cannoli?
So you pay a male hooker?
That's not what I said at all.
Well, this is cannoli. The last time Mike was on the podcast.
Wow, Mike, that was awful.
All right, Colin.
It was my cannoli
okay,
job.
I didn't know that this was going to
okay, hour. I have a question now. We're just going to get that out of the way. Matt, can I ask you a series of questions, a little bit of rapid fire here?
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, you have like 10 seconds to answer each question, okay?
Okay, this is fast money. Let's go.
What is the meaning of life?
One. Reproduce.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Some people were talking.
I said reproduce.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Reproduce.
Okay, what... Is it more important to be respected or liked?
Respected.
Are humans obligated to better themselves and will that make them happier?
No.
Is having a big ego a negative trait or a positive trait?
A little bit of both.
Does life require a purpose and a goal?
Yeah.
Do acts of kindness have a motive?
Not always.
Is love simply a physical desire or something more?
Depends.
Well, that's not a straightforward answer. All of these are pretty straightforward.
Have you noticed that most of these answers have been like or the other?
Can we achieve nothing? If you achieve nothing, are you a happy person?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you have massive amounts of dopamine in your system?
Can life...
I mean, look at Mike. Is he happy?
I would pound it so hard if you were here. But I'm just going to touch your computer. You touch your phone or computer or whatever.
I just touch the phone, yeah.
Can life be meaningful without friends?
Well, that depends. Which friends are you talking about? Are you talking about the 2019 short film starring George Clooney?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Life would definitely be meaningless without that.
Is it possible to be happy?
Is it possible to be happy?
Yes.
That's the whole question?
Yes. Okay. And you just used 8 of your 10 seconds.
I said no.
Are there limitations to free speech?
Oh, definitely.
Good, good, good.
Why do we do things that we do not like to do?
Of course.
Out of necessity.
Are we the biggest threat to humanity?
Yeah.
Is death...
What about sharks?
Unless there's like a major tornado that happens, I think the sharks are pretty much too far away.
What if the sharks grow legs? What if thought to be an analogous structure grows into legs?
Then we're done. Then we're so
done. We're done, right? Yeah, okay.
Will a world without reliance on modern technology make any progress?
Without reliance on modern technology? No.
Should the fan be turned on?
Definitely. You got to sound like you're sweating.
Damn it! Okay, my next question is... do parallel universes exist?
Probably, yeah.
If aliens attack, what will we do?
Is this a waiting room at a Denny's?
No, because I don't hear Mike saying certain profanities.
That was good, too.
Will racism cease to exist?
No, definitely not.
Do guns protect people or kill people?
Both.
Both, yeah. People kill people.
Can memories be erased?
Yeah.
Is true beauty subjective or objective?
What does that mean?
Subjective.
Please tell Mike what subjective and objective means.
Imagine taking AP English and not knowing what that means.
Okay.
Do tell.
I guess he's not going to tell. Do we love ourselves more in the virtual world and less in the real world?
No.
I don't know about that one.
What is the meaning of rich and poor?
Rich, you have a lot of money, but poor, you don't really have many like relationships and stuff like that.
Do people change when they get power?
Yeah.
Is it possible time is being altered right now? You have 30 seconds for this question.
That was really good. That's the stuff this podcast
needs.
I like
that one a lot. But I'll say yes to that one.
Well, thank you. Are we losing our right to privacy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Ever heard of the Patriot?
But it's almost willingly, I'd say.
Sorry, George, did you want to elaborate on that?
No, yeah, I just feel like people feel safer. Almost, like, besides the outlier of like a paranormal person, people are willing to sacrifice certain freedoms and privacies in order to maintain their feeling of safety. Even if the feeling is not truly an existing safety, the feeling is nice. The comfort.
That was a really good response, George. If death is inevitable, why bother doing anything?
Well, if you're just going to die anyway, then at least... you gotta do something before it happens.
Huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Otherwise you're just dead. And then what was anything?
Okay, that was 15 seconds. If there is
I thought time was relative.
How do you properly say goodbye to someone that has died?
Goodbye.
Bury them.
Do you think it's only buried? Do you think cremation is an option as well?
Well, just anything with closure that has
to be. What about turning someone into glass? I'm not sure if it's possible, but I feel like that would be.
I mean, if you drank out of them every morning, then yeah, that would be that'd be some closure.
What do you think?
Or if you use them as a window, you can make them a window.
No, I'm not sure if you noticed, but Colin has just been reading off of like his phone for like the past.
No, I haven't noticed because I can't see you guys.
Quick fire question, but you think he's just pulling those questions out of his ass? You have a very high opinion of Colin.
No, I definitely did not think he was just pulling. I thought he had like a website open.
Oh, my next question: if you won a trip, like if you won like say a contest, where would you take?
Like Family Feud.
Yeah, where would you take me? On the trip.
Where would I go on the trip?
Where would you take me?
Oh, I would take. I'm taking.
You get to choose the destination, but you have to bring me. Where would you take me?
Hell.
All right. Can I come and do this for a second?
Yes, you can.
This is Matt's Movie Moments, a new segment of the show in which Matt talks about film. All right, we are rolling.
Lucas, where'd you go?
Oh, okay. I was just going to introduce the guest, but Lucas, where'd you go?
That's a good intro as well.
So today we were talking to two guests, Lucas Nate and Caitlin Russo. And so we're just going to be asking them a couple of pretty light questions.
Yeah, my first question is actually a series of questions, Lucas Nate and Lucas Nate's partner. So here's my first question, and you guys both can answer it, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, you have 10 seconds to answer each question, okay? What is the meaning of life?
Oh my god. What's so funny about that?
I don't understand what's so funny.
This isn't funny. Your life
looks like a disaster. This isn't even funny.
Definitely.
So what is the meaning of life,
Lucas? What is the meaning of life?
Correct.
One word answer.
10 seconds. You and Caitlin. 10 seconds.
What's the meaning of life in one word? Chicks.
Okay. I got a question.
Well, you're kind of breaking up my segment here, but sure.
Yeah, okay. Do you think the United States government is becoming more and more a technocracy?
Stupid.
Any answer?
Sure.
No. Okay, let's ask him a question that he actually knows, like, understands. Is it more important to be respected or liked? Caitlin, you first.
What is it? What was the question?
Is it more important to be respected or liked?
Respected.
Oh, good answer. Luke Snee. I'm sorry, Luke Snee. Something happened. That was
no, wait, ask him that.
Skip to that question?
Respected.
Okay, is having a big ego a positive or negative
trait? I'm going to do a side Skype.
Negative.
See you guys.
So, what is it?
Continuing? What? How about
Donald? Thanks for having me over.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna head home in a second, then we're going to do a group Skype.
Okay, so Lucas Lee, my next question is, what is a true friendship?
What? Why am I doing this?
Okay, would you like me to ask you a question?
Yes, ask me a question.
Could life be meaningful without friends?
Can life be meaningful without friends?
Correct, that's the question.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it gone?
You're staying here.
How long should I stay for? I'll stay for another 15 minutes. I don't go.
Yeah. So, Luke, see your answer.
Is this like part of your podcast?
No.
This
we
is...
never subject you to that.
That was part of the podcast.
Caitlin is part of it, but you are not.
Oh, okay.
Will racism cease to exist, Caitlin?
Yes.
Oh, it will. It will stop. Good answer. Good answer.
Racist people out there.
Oh, we know. We've been to Denny's.
Are you familiar with the nightlife of a certain breakfast establishment known as Denny's? The nightlife.
Is-
I implore you to look up Denny's at 2 a.m. It gets wild there. I've been to a Denny's at 2 a.m. You would love to see it.
Waffle House.
After this, look up Denny's at 2 a.m. It's absolutely wild.
My next question, can memories be erased?
I've been to the Waffle House. That place is bomb. I got a chocolate chip waffle there, if you were wondering.
That was a pretty good answer to the question, can memories be erased? I guess I'll ask a different question.
I got a question if you're not ready.
Yeah, sure, you can fire.
Will my car batteries die as my interior lights will not turn on? any answer?
Wait, what was the question? Can you please repeat it?
Will my car battery die because my interior lights will not turn off?
Yes.
No.
Okay, my next question
is... How long should it take for the batteries to die?
I would say 8 hours, George.
Okay, let's go back
to a relevant question. Why can't every person be a genius? And obviously, we'll start with you, Lucas.
Hey, what was the question?
Why can't every person be a genius? And we'll start, obviously, with you, Lucas Nate.
Well, some people aren't born with high IQs.
Coming straight from the source. Caitlin?
Everyone's a genius in their own way.
How so?
Everyone has their own creative mindset, which makes them smart and individualized.
So I'm a genius?
Yes.
Nice.
I'll give it a 6.8.
You give a 6.8? You'll rate me as a person a 6.8.
If death is inevitable, why bother doing anything? Luke Snee?
If death is inevitable?
Well, it's not.
Why
it's
bother
not inevitable.
What did you say?
It's not.
Oh.
Death is not inevitable?
I agree.
Are you saying you will not die?
No.
Okay, my next question, you guys can take 30 seconds to answer this question. Is it possible time is being altered right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did they get it?
Do you get it?
Yes, because it's changing right now.
Okay, my next question is for Caitlin. Why do we throw away food when we know people are dying of hunger?
Because Africa.
Oh, yeah.
No one in America cares enough.
Next question. How do we know that we are truly alive? What is our consciousness? Most of what we do is dependent on involuntary reactions. You're breathing. You're blinking until you start thinking about it. All your cellular reproduction. What makes up you isn't really you, right?
Yes.
So how can we tell that we're actually living?
Because we're breathing.
But that's basically an involuntary action.
Because you can
feel until you start thinking about it. 90% of what makes up you isn't you. It's some other thing, right?
No.
Of course, George.
It's just a theory.
I have another question for you, basically in the same topic as George. Mm-hmm. If you ran into Nixon, what would you say to him?
Nixon was assassinated in 82, right?
George, all
right, I got another one.
Can you think of a movie title that best explains your life currently? Would you say Kicking and Screaming?
What was my question? All right, so new question. If somehow we invent the technology to teleport, right? A person walks onto the teleporter pad. And they're completely atomized and transported to wherever their destination is. How do we know that the life that started before the person was teleported wasn't completely destroyed? And when you put back the atoms into the same person, it's not a different person?
I don't know, George. It's a hard question.
Is it actually?
Caitlin, I have a question for you. Would you say people watching is a hobby of yours?
Yeah.
Lucas Nee?
Sometimes.
Lucas Nee, follow-up question. What is your Grindr account?
What is my Grindr account? I don't know what that is, Colin.
Oh, would you like to look it up in front of Caitlin right now?
No, probably not.
Man.
Oh, okay. George, your question?
My question is, what's your favorite paint color?
What's your favorite sugarcane color?
Paint. I'm not sure of the variety of color sugarcane offers. Paint. Like, say that you walked into, like, a paint store.
Benjamin Moore.
Light pink.
Light pink?
What a yep. Fairy tale blue.
Yeah, I would probably side err on the side of fairy tale blue. Lucas' name?
Dark green.
Dark green.
Dark
wow,
green.
That's
wow,
a paint and a half.
They say paint really tells you a lot about somebody.
Especially dark green.
Dark green. Lucas Nee, I have a question
for you. This is your dish track.
I'm not going to finish that, George. That would be rude. If you were to go to a Red Lobster, what would you order?
Biscuits and lobster.
Biscuits and lobster. Okay, did you know that the biscuits come complimentary at any Red Lobster establishment?
They're cheddar biscuits, George.
My apologies.
Lucinia, I have another question for you.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how many goldfish have you seen in your life?
Goldfish?
That's a nonsensical question. Do not feel obligated to respond to that.
Okay.
Like a 4.
4, okay. Caitlin, I'm not going to ask you the same question because that was a stupid question. If you could time travel... Would you time travel in the future or the past?
Future.
Whoa.
Whoa. The future.
The future is now, old man.
So Lucas Nee would be dead by then.
Whoa.
No. Utopia.
Because death is inevitable.
I'm sorry, I did not mean that at all. Lucas Nee, you're a great guy.
Thanks, George. Death is
inevitable. Next question. All right, has the novelty of this podcast worn off?
100%.
Can I ask you the same question we asked Matt before he hung up?
Oh, Matt was on this podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's
been a big night. You were our third guest of the night.
Oh, wow. Who was the other guest? Michael Lombardi?
Well,
we attempted to get another guest, but something didn't really...
Well, you know, that's a story for a different day, Lucas. We'll go to a Chinese buffet and hash it out.
yeah.
Have you tried the Chinese Zeppelis from the Rocky Point Chinese restaurant? They're really good. They come free with any meal.
I mean, I would have had one with
you. They make Zeppelins?
Yeah.
They're complimentary.
I had orders of them today. They're absolutely
Yeah, I would have had an order if you wouldn't.
I thought that was family.
Caitlin, what was your favorite toy growing up?
American Girl dolls.
Oh, you know, that's a whole big sham, actually. You go to the cafe in the city and get the parts and everything. It's a waste of money.
How many Denny's waiting rooms have you attended?
Zero.
That's true, because their service is so good, you never have to wait.
That's true.
What is the best piece of advice you have ever received?
Stay in school.
Alright, I got one.
Is it for Caitlin or Lucas?
No, wait, I just got a comment on that last one. I think you took that advice a bit too literally.
Yeah,
stay in school every day. So, alright, so if you had to pick a new name for yourself, what name would you pick and why?
Not Lucas.
Would it be Caitlin?
Because
of how you little switcheroo there.
I don't know, Colin. Why don't you give me a name?
If I were to give you a name?
Yep.
Owen 16.
Owen 16?
I would just refer to you as Owen.
It would reflect the soccer team. You'd fit perfectly.
Yeah. Then you'd kind of be similar in name to your brother, Owen and Oren.
Yeah.
Yep, you'd both work at a sweatshop.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's a good one right there.
Oh, which one? This one?
12, should I say it?
Are you going to Skype Derek?
No.
I'm calling him, but he's at like the.
We usually get a credited guest. But this question is for Caitlin. Which of your friends are you proudest of, and why?
I don't have any friends except Lucas.
So you're not proud of Lucas then?
No. I'm very proud of you, Jay.
Oh. 1 in 16, though. George, next question.
What's the most beautiful? what's the most beautiful place you've ever seen?
Commuter.
Argyle, New York.
I'm sorry, I just said a really funny joke, but we had to censor it. Caitlin, my next question is, do you feel like a leader or a follower?
Leader.
Interesting. Luke Snee, this is for you, considering your crazy life. Which would be harder for you to give up, coffee or tea?
Tea.
Okay. What about Spike Seltzer?
Oh, I call Lucas Nay.
Caitlin, this one's for you, and please be as specific as possible. What is your favorite Wikipedia article?
Can I get one?
I don't read Wikipedia. It's
good answer. All right, this one's directed at Lucas Nay. What's your favorite cheesy pickup line? And don't say your foreskin.
I don't have any pickup lines.
Good answer, considering Caitlin is right next to you. Tell us,
you can even ask her that. I've never done a pickup line.
Caitlin, this is for you. Would you rather sleep wearing handcuffs or a bike helmet?
Would I rather what?
Okay, yeah, that was a weird question.
Yeah, that was.
Okay, this is a question for you, Lucas. Might have happened in your life before. Would you rather embarrass yourself at a party or get caught making out with your best friend's sister?
What the fuck? The first one.
Oh, the sister. Okay.
My next one is 7 incredibly funny questions to ask. Oh, wait, no, I just read title. Okay, what's the funniest thing you have ever seen a stranger do?
I know, but I'm not saying it.
Let's say it. What is it?
No.
Okay, would you like to say it, or would you like me to ask another question?
No, I got no idea, Kyle. Keep going.
Okay, Caitlin, this is for you, because you probably actually have an answer to this, unlike Luke Steen. Do you think cats have any regrets?
Cats?
Yes, cats, meaning feline animals.
I don't like cats. I hate them.
Oh. Well, there goes Lucas Nay.
Yeah.
How many days do you wear the same pants in a row before it becomes a problem?
One?
I'd say two.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, I guess I got a problem then. Man. What are you? What are your movie theater popcorn habits?
What?
Okay, I'm skipping that. Next one.
Do you smuggle the popcorn in, or do you buy the popcorn?
I got the next one. All right, so I'm gonna say the first half of the next one. Colin's gonna say the second half. Which room in Hogwarts would you most
take Quaaludes in?
No. Which room in Hogwarts would you?
What is Quaaludes?
Quaaludes is a horse performance drug used in the 60s, commonly referred to as lemon.
Those things are awesome. I would walk 20 miles for a Quaalude.
Caitlin, what would your perfect Saturday be like if Lucas Nee was taking the SAT?
I mean, that sounds like a perfect Saturday, all right?
Hello. So, the answer?
Sitting outside by my pool.
Huh, you have a pool.
Alone.
It's getting awfully chilly out. I'm not sure, man.
Okay, well, then sitting in my house.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yes.
What's the one food you could never bring yourself to eat?
Leave a lot. American cheese.
Good answer.
American cheese is the best cheese.
Oh, that seems like a deal breaker.
Drama.
How, if you think out of all cheeses, you pick American. Like, yeah, not like provolone, like provolone's disgusting cheese.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Cake or pie, Caitlin?
Cake.
Mm. Lucas, which fictional character do you wish to meet? And you cannot say Flat Stanley.
Well, we already met Flat Stanley.
Whoa.
Wait, you guys met Flat Stanley?
Yeah.
And not the substitute teacher from Miller Place High School?
Oh, that's who we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
After taking off your shoes, Caitlin, what is the first thing you do when you get home from a trip?
Getting a little Quentin Tarantino up in here, I must say.
Wash my hands.
So your hands get dirty after a long trip?
Yes.
No, that's a fair thing. You gotta stay sanitized. I respect that.
Lucas Nee, being a soccer player, you must be able to answer this one. What is the funniest way that you've been injured?
By getting kicked in the head from a soccer ball.
Oh, we can tell.
It was freaking hilarious.
I wasn't aware that soccer balls had
legs. That wasn't funny. I don't think that was funny.
Because you're my girlfriend.
What song do you have to sing along with when you hear it?
Baby
Shark. The Moana theme song.
What's that? Like the one that goes, "What can I say?" It's
you're welcome.
Oh yeah.
You're welcome, Lixney.
I want some more existential like question.
Do you think of yourself as being naughty or nice?
Ooh.
Caitlin?
Nice.
Lucasney?
Nice.
This is the old days, right? Who would you play in a movie of who would
no George, that was awful.
Who would play you in a movie of your life?
Derek.
No,
I was
can't gonna, be siblings. That's
I would say
out.
Brother.
Brad.
I have no idea.
It's kind of a little cooler.
Caitlin, this is a question that will not be towards you. It will be towards Lucas Nee. If you could shop for free at one store, which one would it be? And it cannot be the Gap children's outlet.
That was a straight up attack. Oh my God.
BJ's or Costco.
Oh, you like to buy in bulk.
Yeah.
Okay. Caitlin, if you could marry one fictional character, what would it be? And it can't be Luke Snee.
Luke is a fictional character.
Yeah, the guy from Adventure Time. Everybody wants
to. I don't know what that is.
Finn.
What Lucas said.
Okay, what television show do you plan to see your plan your day around in order to see it live?
Please say This Is Us.
Big Brother.
Big Brother. Big Brother.
Wait, is that the one where the guy turns into
brother? No, that's the one with the Asian lady who hosted it, and they have the cameras inside the house. Am I correct?
Yeah.
That show was complete shit.
But the brother turns into a bear, right?
No, you're thinking the animated short film from Disney that a lot of people cry at. I mean, a lot of people cry at Big Brother, depending on how bad the producers are that night. That show is completely awful. Anyway.
But there's no bear involved in Big Brother?
Well, sometimes they might have a chubby dude on, but there's no bear.
Well, power bottom, that would be suggesting.
If you were told you only had 1 week to 1 week left to live, Lucas Nee, what would you not do?
What would I not do? Sit in my couch and do nothing all day.
Fair answer.
Fair answer, Lucas Nee. Very fair answer.
Have either of you tried or are willing to try dimethyltryptamine?
DMT.
Yeah.
In the near future, maybe. I don't know.
Near future, like tomorrow?
No.
I kid, George.
If the t-shirt was never invented, Lucas Nee, would you wear one?
Long sleeves.
That's not an answer. That's
actually a pretty good answer.
A t-shirt is not a long sleeve. That's not it. T-shirt has cut at the... near the shoulder blades.
No.
A little past the shoulder blades.
Would I look cool if I made homemade sleeveless shirts and wore them?
Okay. What kind of designs?
T-shirts, and then cut the sleeves off, but in a fashion so that the shoulders are not as visible as typical.
A tank top.
Sure.
But not like a tank top. Like, there's a little bit over the shoulder.
Oh, there's a little bit of
an edge. So, like, think Mac from...
Always Sunny.
Oh, okay.
You get what I'm putting down?
So I'm homosexual.
No.
Next question.
Where do you get your news?
No, that's not the question.
Well, I want to hear that one first, please.
Caitlin?
What?
Where do you get your news?
From Lucas.
And Lucas gets his from?
Snapchat.
That's not reliable.
Yeah.
Ever heard of maintenance breaks? You know what doesn't have a maintenance break? The newspaper. George, do you have the next question?
What are some red flags to watch out for in daily life?
Rude people.
Lucas Nee, I believe that question was pertaining to you.
No, it was a mutual pertaining question.
I'm not sure.
What animal would be cutest if scaled down to the size of a cat?
Oof, an elephant.
I think human.
An elephant.
I would go with bear.
I would say cat.
Shark. Well, I mean, sharks are already sometimes scaled down.
What's wrong but sounds right?
No idea.
Yeah, that's a stupid question.
Have you finished your college essay? And if so, which criterion did you use to... to
what food is delicious but painful to eat?
Glass.
Sorry, we had to censor that last question. Which celebrity? Yeah, you get the picture. Do you think
it's all right, Colin? The next one's the last question.
Oh no, we're going for another.
Okay,
hour.
So the last question is a 2-part question. Okay.
Yeah.
My first question is: would you like to do another 2-part question?
Sure.
Okay, so there's to be 2 2-part questions. Now, my first question of the 2 2-part question is, would you like to do another 2-part question?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so there'll be 2 2-part questions. Okay. Yeah. So, George, the first part of the 2 2-part questions is, should kidneys be able to be bought and sold?
Yes.
Where are they coming from?
Hospitals.
Where do hospitals come from?
So, if someone gets a surgery to, like, yeah, like their nipples removed, they can just take their kidney or something?
I guess so.
That's corrupt.
That's crazy, Lucas. Caitlin, this next question is for you.
2 more questions you got, Colin Brown.
Oh, I realize that, Lucas. I can count. if there was never a word for hiccups, what would you call hiccups?
Sneezes.
That makes no sense.
Yes, it makes perfect sense.
I could not understand one word.
Spastic diaphragm.
Okay. George, your last question.
The phone went black.
Just come up in your brain.
Have you enjoyed your time on this interview? Okay, yes.
And my last question is, would you guys like to sign a waiver?
No.
Just say yes.
Please say yes. We've had legal problems in the past with this podcast.
Ever heard of a little thing called Podcastgate?
Max, whatever his name is.
This guy's got an insider scoop.
Oh, insider scoop. So if you say yes to this following waiver, that'd be greatly
appreciated. Just edit it.
We'll just edit a post.
Because
I'm sure a part of this, 5-minute interview you've accumulated here, you have said yes.
29.
Well, I haven't said anything that's bad, so.
Okay, my final question is your name, Lucas Nee?
Sure is.
Okay.
Okay, he said sure, so he said sure to the waiver.
Okay.
That's perfect. We can just edit that in. That's perfect.
Well,
okay, Lucas Nee, we'll see you at Denny's tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
though our friendship ceases from now on. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on.
Not to talk at all.